The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise from this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." Gospel of the Lord. People like to see great things as a sign, and Jesus is humble, so in him they cannot find any sign of greatness. He is a carpenter. In the mind of the people that time, how could they guess this is the Messiah? They thought this Messiah is a powerful person who made renew the Israel people. But you cannot see in him this sign. And today, we know that Jesus is the Messiah, but many things we do not know about him completely. And that's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to teach us whatever we couldn't understand. The Holy Spirit can make us a clear voice. And that's why today, before the gospel, we repeat the verse of Psalm 95, verse 8. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God, especially the Bible and the gospel. The Word of Jesus, many things we do not understand yet. Just as the time of the apostles, they do not understand completely what Jesus was said. But Jesus, "I will send the Holy Spirit so that you can understand whatever I taught you before." And today, also, we have to open our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to come to give us a light to understand. There is no new revelation. All already in the person of Jesus, especially in the gospel. So many things already said, but we do not understand because our heart is closed. We do not see much sign, but a sign we need to be humble in order to see this sign, in order to ask the Holy Spirit to accompany us. So we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit with us, so let us open our heart, our mind. Your conscience also have the lights, but why many times we do not see clearly the will of God? Because we many times we think with a human reasoning, and that's why we couldn't understand. Everything's already taught us. Important is that we believe already here by the door, at your door side. Just open it. That means to say, invite the Holy Spirit to come. In order to have the Holy Spirit, we have to be in silence. Time of prayer. Otherwise, is running all the days and nights. We could not hear or see anything special. But if you open eye, surely. Any person's words can have some lights. Anything happen around you could be a sign. I remember once we were in the pilgrimage to Medjugorje, the first year, that means more than 10 years ago. As a pilgrimage, we have to stay and pray. But one day, some people, you just have a suggestion, why don't we go to a place that is more tourist spots? So we went there. And on that day, someone's passport was stolen. And I think this is a sign that our Heavenly Mother wants you to one mind, one heart in the place of Medjugorje, not to go elsewhere to see sightseeing, sightseeing. Give only one half day. Someone lost the passport, but that time was in, with the Canadian group. The person cannot go back home with us. We have to wait another day to wait to all the documents transferred. You can see anything can happen around us, can be a sign. So open our hearts that if today you hear His voice, harden not your heart.